Nope, it's not our house.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. That's Corbin. Corbin is my 12-year-old. He'll turn 13 in August.
Ah.
And we recently had our house painted. It went from a nasty yellow color to a interesting green color.
Oh, I like the color. You showed it to me.
Yeah, it's just a little different. It's a little brighter. But Corbin was gone all week with most of our family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and Glory were staying here when it got painted. And when they came home, he looked at the house and said, "Nope, I don't live there." Like he even now, this is a week later, he's like, "It's not our house. I don't know what's going on. I can't." He can't handle the change. Like we asked him if he doesn't like the colors. No, it's just not our house. It's not ours. I can't. I'm like, "Look, buddy, change is going to happen to you over and over and over again in your life. So you need to figure out how to get over change when it's something small, like just the color of your house. Because later on, it's going to be a lot bigger changes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot harder. But you can. It's a good thing that we can lean on the one person that doesn't change, and that's God. That's something we're going to have to work on Corbin with, because the poor guy changes so hard for him. Here's where our messengers, come what may, Kinship Radio.